Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Minan.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Tuesday, February 21st, 2011.
It has been a long time.
It's been such a long time since we rock and roll, but we're so happy to be here with you guys.
Since we've been in the chair podcasting.
Podcast.
We've been vidcasting like crazy.
So, Stephen, you posted yesterday that we did 45 approximate interviews in Indianapolis.
Yes, 45 plus. Because there were some that never made a light of day because of technical difficulties.
Well, then I would ask you to add to that list the interviews we gave.
That's true.
One or two a day for, 9 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's now we're pushing 60 to 70 interviews one week.
There were a lot.
There were a lot. It was crazy.
This is episode 7.57 of the podcast.
The what the hell has happened to the guy show?
Yeah, we're calling this in the words of Emma. I actually don't even have the words. There you go. The what show? How about that? It's the show. That's what I think we're calling it. And Jeffrey, I mean, lots has happened since the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, no, a good deal has happened.
We didn't get a chance to talk about Hall of Fame. We didn't get a chance. I know.
And the Pro Bowl. Wait, we did talk about the Pro Bowl. Whoa, as much as we should have.
Did we?
as much as we should have, I said.
And there's just, some moves have been made.
Yeah.
Already in this offseason. Free agency is about to begin. The combine is about to happen this weekend.
Remember, friends, like freedom, free agency is never free.
It is not. Just ask the Kansas City Chiefs, who just threw down $20 million over 3 years for a cornerback.
Cha-ching!
A cornerback that the Oakland Raiders discarded, by the way.
Well, and somebody that Jordan was very interested in, your Dallas Cowboys picking up, but they said not at that price.
Not at $20 million for 3 years. But we're going to talk about all of that and your Facebook questions.
That's right.
You did have questions. We'll get to those as well. Here we go.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Who dat? Who dat? Who those guys sitting in those chairs?
Stephen Miranda.
Jeff Ellis, yo.
Super Bowl, Super Bowl 46 was...
Gone!
What?
What was it?
It was...
What was it? What it was? What it is? What it shall be someday?
Well, you see, what happened?
What happened what?
Well, it was just,
defensive struggle.
I can't
categorize.
Put it in any category because it was a good game, but at the end of the game, there was something missing.
Well, everyone had said that entire week that the team with the ball last would win, and that didn't happen.
Right.
The team with the ball last had a chance to win.
So is that what it was?
I don't know, bro. You got to tell me. I feel completed.
Do you?
Oh, I feel fulfilled.
Do you?
Yes, I feel fulfilled.
I wonder how the rest of the folks feel. Because I felt, and I posted this immediately, I think the day after we got back from Indianapolis, I posted an image. And now I actually gotta read to you.
You don't have to.
I do have to.
I don't see any firearms at your head.
Actually,
just saying
too,
you don't have to.
I have to read what this image said because it was well. Don't fall.
I'm falling for you, Stephen.
Jeff almost fell out of his chair, but here's Jeffrey. It was perfect. It said, "Now that football season is over, I can finally get back to wishing it was football season."
Oh yeah, no, I remember that. A lot of people that got a lot of response, got a lot of play on Facebook.
It did, and I was just wondering if anyone else felt that way. It's like, oh, give me the football.
So, Steve, wait, all you're talking about is the post Super Bowl depression.
Is that what it was?
It happens every year.
Depressed.
It happens every year.
In the picture, the dude looks visibly
disheveled
depressed.
And shaken and rattled. But Stephen, don't you every season before we even going back 8 years before we've ever done a podcast? Didn't you find right after the Super Bowl a sense of loss, like wow, I so wish it was football season again?
I don't know what so much.
Didn't you back in the day before the podcast?
Did I feel
Like, oh, bummer.
The Super Bowl was over. Okay. And I was. Well, see, that was back in, if you're talking about back in the day, yeah. I was on to the next one. I was on to basketball.
Okay. I was on to NBA, the NBA. NCAA?
NBA. NBA. And, you know, back in the Charles Barkley.
What?
You know,
so you were following guys more than players?
Guys more than players? You mean players
more
than teams?
Players more than teams. Thank you.
Players more than teams. Yes. Okay. I was a
Barkley
individual.
Was well-traveled.
Yeah, I loved Barkley.
Sir
Charles. It didn't matter who he played for. Longtime Sixers, but then played with Phoenix and played with Houston. But especially when it was Phoenix. But still, you know, those players made it fun to watch the game of basketball.
Okay.
I have yet to find a player in this NBA.
Jeremy Lin.
Well, I have to maybe start.
You need to look at a Knicks game. You need to look at a Knicks game, Steven.
You know, but
last night was my first Knicks game, probably of my life, right, that I've actually tuned in to watch the Knicks. And come to find out, cover of the Pasadena Star News today is Jeremy Lin on the cover. Because for those who are not familiar with the San Gabriel Valley, we are the closest thing to China that you'll find outside of China.
Right.
There's more Chinese in Southern California, specifically Alhambra, Monterey Park area, Arcadia. The Chinese population is extremely dense, and we have a huge population of Chinese Americans. And so they are ecstatic. And it was a grandmother who was tuning in to her first NBA game ever. First basketball game ever to watch Jeremy Lin. So he's really become a phenomenon.
Well, and
he's a cool kid.
So I guess back then, you know, I just moved on to the next thing. You know,
okay, so it was whatever's next.
And, you know, pitchers and trainees reported.
Pitchers and catchers are already there.
They're already reported. You know, so
the Los Angeles Pujolses are starting. Albert's already there.
Move on to baseball. And so there was no
loss. It was a transition.
But because I think over the last 10 years, really, it's been all about the NFL for me.
Yes.
When the Super Bowl
is
over.
With a growing, like a crescendo.
Yes, it has. And if you take a look, literally, people, if you have not gone out and take a look at that recap of that week that we Jeff and I had on Radio Row in Indianapolis, that was a pretty great week.
It was a pretty great week.
Putting that thing together, I was like, wow,
we're pretty lucky.
We rolled. I mean, it was a fun week. It was exciting. We met a lot of people, made a lot of contacts. So it was good. So if you crescendo to that,
yeah,
and then you get to the game, and the game was good, and then the Giants come back, and Ahmad Bradshaw shouldn't have scored. He should have fallen, but his big booty carries him into the end zone, leaves Tom Brady time. He throws a Hail Mary. Several people had a chance
at getting it.
And then it's over, and the ball dropped, and everyone's
That's
like,
it. Now, I left Steven in his seat. I went down. I wanted to make sure that I was in the press rooms first. So I went down. We were literally, if you talk about nosebleeds, Bob Uecker would have been very proud of our seats.
I do believe.
You could almost touch the roof of Lucas Oil Stadium from where we were.
That's a tackle. I still am on the.
There were 13 rows?
There were 18 rows, actually.
I say there were six rows of press.
No, there were 18.
Seven rows of press, maybe. But each row is two rows because they build a table out over it. But we are really in the furthest corner of the stadium.
Yes.
And so I had skated out. Once it was clear that there was going to be this final Hail Mary, I had already packed up my gear. And I had bolted down the stairs, and I sat at the bottom of the stairs kneeling so I was not in anybody's way.
Right.
And when Tom Brady lofts the pass, I'm watching, I see, wow, beautiful pass.
Yeah.
Beautiful pass. He's got guys. Ball hits the ground, incomplete. And then I'm off. And I found the closest stairwell. Somebody from the NFL saw me going the wrong way, said, sir, you need to go the other way. Your best to find the closest stairwell, take it all the way down to the ground. Yep. And I did that. And so I got down there pretty quickly, and you had to fight, I assume, some crowd.
Well, here's what
What's
happened.
Your story? What happened to you?
Had I stayed? You actually would have gotten
I've never seen the confetti fall.
I want to see that stuff.
Someday.
So that's pretty cool. So I stayed. I eventually packed all my stuff. Got a couple extra little tchotchkes to bring with me. You know,
got an extra
like
program.
The lights and stuff. Took all that stuff. Came all down and so I found that you know that they were ushering the people through the
Were they encouraging them to go to the elevator or to the stairwells?
No, to the stairs. No, they wouldn't let us go to the elevator.
Okay.
See, but I took the stairs one level down and then went to the elevator there.
Smart
play. Guess who... is who they're holding the elevator for.
How is it that Steve and I have not had this story? You know what I did the day after the Super Bowl?
I slept.
And then the day after that?
Slept.
And the day after that, I slept.
Slept just a little bit more.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're holding the elevator for whom?
They're holding it for the Kraft family.
Oh, my. You had another Bob Kraft experience?
Yes. So I, because
that's
I have my
you
credential.
You know how many times I met Mr. Kraft that week?
How many times?
None. Yeah, none times. Yeah. None times isn't
none
very many.
Times. So, you know, I'm like.
That was your second or
so
third?
The guy, it's my third. So the guy
Jeez,
is like.
Jeez, that's
so
not
my,
fair.
So my guy, so the guy holding the elevator is like, you're pressed. You go ahead and get on now. Just stand in the corner and. You know,
shut up.
Shut up. Yeah, yeah. And then you can
oh,
ride down.
Oh, he says it nicely.
Yeah, he does. And he's like, and that way you can ride down. Otherwise, you know, it's going to take you forever to wait for this elevator.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, cool. No problem. And so I got in. And then, you know, the Kraft family comes in.
Wow.
And, you know.
Bob and his kids.
Not a lot of speaking, not a lot of talking.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You know
but,
what?
But
a
I got
tough
to go,
year.
But I got to go. So I got
what
down.
A tough year.
Probably a lot faster than.
Yeah, you may have beaten me.
Than anybody.
I had a lot of people following
because,
me.
No, did you go. Where did you go first? Because I went straight to all the podiums. You know where they set up all the podiums? Is that where you went?
I went there and I dumped
then
my
I
stuff.
Then I probably beat you there because I don't. I think I didn't see you. I think I saw you.
There
walk
was
in.
Only six or seven people in a basically. How big an area do you describe this for people? A small hotel ballroom. Is that fair?
Very small.
But not very.
Very hot. Was it just me or was
no,
it like.
There was no
I
air.
Am, like,
no,
generally very
yes,
hot.
There was
so
no
I'm
air
thinking,
down there.
It's just you, Steven. But no, it was hot.
So I got down there. There was only five or six people around. And I went to the furthest podium I could find, which was podium four for the
Patriots.
For the Patriots.
Was the one all the way
exactly.
over there in Mexico.
And yes. I put all my stuff there. I took my coat off because it was hot.
Yes.
So I
what
took
Jeff
my coat
didn't
off.
Realize is that the last
podium
person
four,
they were going to bring
podium
was
four
Tom
becomes
Brady.
Podium one. They never changed the number.
Yeah.
They just kept putting the VIPs there.
Yeah, the big
Bill Belichick.
Belly was there. Brady was there.
It's like everybody who's anybody is there. And when it's time for me to go, I can't get to my stuff because there's thousands
Jeff,
of people.
Jeff had to wait.
I just want my stuff.
Because everyone was around Tom Brady.
Podium four.
Is it possible to feel bad for Bill Belichick? Because when I was there, there were probably only four more press. There was only four other press people there.
When Belichick got
when
there?
When Belichick got
I was there. Why didn't we see each other?
I don't know. No, then see, I got to Belichick probably after you because
okay.
I'm saying
no. I literally had him walking up to the podium.
This was at the end. No, because see, I started with the Giants because I started with the winning team.
I started with the losing team because I did some math and I said, who's going to first
Everybody's gonna be
at the interviews?
Right.
It's the losing team. And they're going to want to get in and out reasonably quickly.
Well,
the winning team is partying on the field.
First thing I got to do is hand it to Belichick.
We should have talked about that.
We should have. But first thing I got to do is hand it to Belichick because he stayed
way
past his required time by the league. Okay, so I'm
not a guy to generally milk the podium.
I don't give a lot of props to BB, but I'm going to right here.
Yeah.
Because he stayed way past his allotted time.
He did.
Because if you were there at the beginning, when I got there, there were really only four other reporters, and then I got there to make it five, and he was answering our questions. I got to ask two questions. I actually got to ask the last question of him before he was escorted off.
Was it the last, or was it the one that always gets asked after the last?
No, it was the last, because the guy, the PR guy for the page,
he says, Stacey, no more questions.
Says, last one, he pointed at me, he said, you got it, go, and I asked it. And
what was it?
I don't know.
It's okay.
It's in your little recorder. Yes, and I believe, and that was one of the last ones I got because we filled this thing. We've got
what?
So
you filled
much
it?
Audio.
There's so much.
It's
it holds
full.
So much.
We need to empty this out.
All right. That's
because
like
it has
list.
So much good stuff that we need to get out to the people. But it had. Oh, I know what it was.
You
it
would
was,
know. See, I don't know, but I expect you
I
to know.
I know what it was. I asked him if he felt that maybe
getting there late hurt them.
No, that was Lovey. Remember, if he felt that maybe the ball was bouncing a little their way, they were able to recover some. The ball was not bouncing their
way
because they were not able to recover any fumbles, and the one they did recover, there was a penalty which negated their recovery.
Right,
and I liked what he said. He said he's not a big subscriber of luck. But he felt that, his guys just were never at the right place at the right time. And that was more maybe he didn't say that it wasn't a lack of hustle. It was just that the formations that they were at, they had no guys there. So the fumble went to where there was no defense.
Look, I've pointed out so many times, footballs are not round.
Yes.
So where they end up is anyone's guess.
Exactly. So, and I asked that throughout. That was kind of like my general question to a lot of players. The Giants were, of course, we don't subscribe to luck. We make our own luck, and that's why we recover those fumbles. And the Patriots were more like, well, it just happened to go where we were not.
Yeah.
So no one really wanted to say lucky.
Well, how about destiny?
I don't know. But here, this all to say is that I felt sorry for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
First of all, you're standing.
He's not that big a man.
No, he's not tall.
Exactly. I thought you were going to say you saw him like.
No, he's
what
very.
Bill
he's
Belichick
not
are we no, talking
because
about?
Because he's on a platform that's elevated.
Exactly. Three feet, 4 feet?
Yeah, and he was only maybe a foot above my. His head was only a foot
above
my.
He's not very
head.
Tall. So he's and not so, very tall. And when we were with him during the week and things like that, you're surprised that, you probably didn't play the game. At a very high level,
The other thing too
is he's a little on the portly side, so he doesn't look nearly as intimidating in person as he does in a lot of his press conferences.
Press conferences on camera,
and so there is a endearing aspect to Bill Belichick that gets lost on a lot of people.
So I almost, just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Do you need a hug?
Because it looked like he needed one. He could probably use one.
See, I think he stayed at the podium as long as he did, Stephen, because you saw the football life with Bill Belichick.
Yes.
I think he was on this boat to Nantucket right after that, and he was going to be on his boat.
And he was like, let's get it all,
let's
out,
get
my
it all
now.
Out of there. Next thing I got to focus on is the draft and how I'm going to acquire 95 more draft picks in this year's draft. By trading away all my picks?
It was very interesting talking to him. The other interview that I liked was Kevin Gilbry.
No, dude, you were with him forever. I thought you guys were going to get married.
He even walked. Walk with me. Come
He's
on.
Like, because the PR guy's like, that's enough.
Yeah.
And so Steven's like, I just wanted to ask one more thing. And Kevin's like, come on, let's walk down.
Yeah, he was a good guy. Oh, I was nice very guy. Interested in their offensive philosophy, especially when they started, their tight ends, all of a sudden,
Ballard, their
whole offense philosophy on how they were going to use their tight ends had to change when they started getting some injuries on them.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and they had some big injuries to overcome.
You have to, realizing that when you're a coach, you can't just go into the game saying, this is my game plan. Damn it.
Well,
we're going to run it this way, and I don't care what happens. I'm going to stick to it.
It goes back to the cliche, man makes plans and God laughs. And it's like you make a game plan, and it's a good game plan.
It could be the best.
And
ever.
God laughs because you don't know what's going to happen.
You have no idea.
Injuries, situations.
And so the final question I didn't want to ask him was, all right, I want to hear it from you. Was Bradshaw supposed to go down at the one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone said it except for Coughlin, because I was with Coughlin.
And I heard Coughlin, too, answer that, and he was like,
absolutely
not. We want a touchdown.
Said, well, you might want to talk to Gilbride, because everybody, Bradshaw and your offensive coordinator.
And Eli Manning, all three.
And those are the most important guys in this equation.
Right there,
those are the key.
All told them to go down
and
at the one.
I know you're their boss. But they know something that you don't know.
They all told him to go down at
yep.
the one.
Yep.
And Bradshaw admitted as much. He's like, you know, my momentum just carried me into the end zone.
And then I'm talking to Justin Tuck afterwards, yeah. whether or not he should have gone down. And he makes the lamest excuse. It was polite, and it right. was very professional. But he basically was explaining that you can't give Tom Brady the ball with that much time on the clock.
Yeah.
Like, if you do what you're supposed to do and take the knee at the one, you run the clock down so that Tom Brady only has 15 seconds or so.
Yeah.
So don't give me – and I didn't push him on the logic or right. the illogic of his statement of not giving Brady a minute and a half. It's like – no, you get a first down, new set of downs, now you milk the clock.
Yeah, the Patriots ultimately – see, but that goes against what I've
it's
been –
it's Steven Miranda football, baby. Never put it on the foot of a kicker. Always punch it in.
I was mad because I saw him start
yes,
to go down.
We all did.
And I was like –
that was the only touchdown that wasn't our end of the field.
That's it. That,
so
the
we're all using
scoring,
binoculars.
Period.
We're all using binoculars. We're like, he's trying to take a knee.
That is the
oh
only
gosh.
Scoring period that didn't happen on our end. And I'm like, you're a moron if you're good.
Steven said that touchdown. And then he falls down. And
touchdown,
good.
Okay, good. Because if you go down at the one – and God forbid anything, you know, the slightest thing.
There is too many people involved. We're not criticizing kickers here.
No, not at all.
It's the entire – but it's not that we're not criticizing kickers. We're saying this has nothing to do with kickers because there's so many things that are involved with the snap,
there are more
the hold,
variables with that
than any other playing football.
Quarterback, handoff to running yes. back, running in for a touchdown.
Yes.
Very simple. Snap. You got to get
long
it.
Long snap.
You gotta, long snap. Got to get the snap. Got to hold it. Got to put
Romo.
It down. Got to put your finger. Got to get the laces perfect. Got here comes the kicker with the approach. You got to kick and make it. So
ask Tony Romo how the hole can go sometimes, and it's not good.
Quarterback gets the ball, hands it off. There's two. It, boom, boom. That's what I want. I want a touchdown.
Yeah.
And you know what?
You're my starting to convert me, actually.
The way my defense has been playing all
Oh, man.
All
the Giants
night,
were terrific.
I'm going to be all right with that. So when he went to go down, I immediately started criticizing him, and then fortunately they scored a touchdown. But I'm a big
for
fan.
For those who have
score
forgotten, Giants 21, Patriots 17, Super Bowl 46.
And Jeff, here's what – for those of you who maybe didn't see our videos during Super Bowl week.
Why?
We had –
well, no, okay, there was too many. I agree with that.
We did
but
have
the compilation
budget.
Video, no excuse.
So we had the finger,
yeah,
football,
finger football,
and we had the condom zone
and
to
the Norwood
left,
zone,
and the Norwood zone to the right, and we had many players and coaches sit with us throughout the week, as you'll see through the compilation video, and I left the David Nelson part of it in there specifically to address that field goal thing where he looked at it and he's like, I've got proof. I just looked at it. I was like, man, that's just wrong.
That's wrong.
We got to a man,
yeah,
whether they were
woman.
Linebackers and women too, exactly. Whether they were linebackers, whether they were wide receivers.
Didn't matter.
Well, it didn't matter what position they
coaches.
Played. Kurt Schilling, a pitcher who didn't even play football.
He got it.
All of them looked at that thing and been like, that's just wrong. Everybody just like they felt, but it's the truth. But you know why they say that's just wrong? Because
it's
the truth.
Truth hurts sometimes.
It
don't
does. It does. And that finger football, man. It was. We didn't get the play that we. How many people actually attempted the field goal this year?
Oh, this year probably 15.
That's it. And as we said, we had close to. To
oh
four,
my gosh.
Maybe 50 people roll through, through there. And we just didn't have time, and we were having so much fun with the actual interviews.
Well, stressing me out was when we would go too deep at interviews. We've got somebody in the chair that we're interviewing, and we see somebody waiting to be interviewed.
Yes.
And we know that everyone's on these really tight schedules. They're in 15. They're booked into 15-minute slots.
Yeah.
Some, like Sandler, are booked into 6-minute slots.
Yes.
And you have to get them
and we
seated.
Got, and we actually – we're only supposed to get Sandler for 2.5. We wound up getting him for 3.5.
Whatevs. But we're supposed to. You're supposed to get him in, put him on the headphones, except Miss America because she has the TR. And then you get a sound check and you try and get your levels right. Then you do your interview. Then you say goodbye and take a picture. And that's really fast.
Yeah.
And it's just boom, 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 boom.
So
and
we didn't have the time to do
no,
the fun.
No, there was not the
but who nailed it? It was David Nelson, I think, who wound up nailing it. He was the only one.
Besides
who,
you.
Well, you know,
Steven had some ridiculously long ones in the wee hours.
I used to play that game forever.
Okay, story I haven't told anywhere.
Okay.
But but you probably, I've probably told you. So I was rendering some recordings, and just so you know how we record, not that anybody cares, we record, like right now, it's recording to a PowerBook hard drive, yes. External FireWire drive, and then later on we have to go mix it to try and make the level sound good so it doesn't blow out your eardrums. This is the sophistication we've brought to NFL Rants and Raves.
Sophistication!
So late at night, Steven's down in the room doing video work. I'm up at Radio Row doing the audio work because that's where the audio workstation was. And there's always this guy in the 11 o'clock local news that's trying to do a live hit for the sports cast. This one night, there was Mad Dog Radio, for Sirius XM, Mad Dog Radio was on the air. And the host apparently was becoming perturbed with the caller.
Yes.
And he starts screaming.
I was actually down there.
You were there?
Yeah, I was down there.
Were you near me?
Yeah, we were sitting.
Stevie, I don't remember the whole week.
Yeah, you were doing the audio. I was doing the video.
Okay,
I mean, we were working the same stuff.
Sometimes you're in the room doing your video, and sometimes I'm.
Trust me.
And so the guy from Mad Dog Radio starts yelling, "You're an a-hole. You're an a-hole. You're an a-hole."
And trust me, because this was late at night, and Radio Row was completely empty.
Except for the poor man doing the live hit for the 11 o'clock news.
Us. Mad Dog.
And that's
on Sirius.
Jim Miller was off the air. Yeah. Was Jim Miller still there? Okay, so it was late hits.
And that's the thing that we couldn't believe.
It's late
Jim
hits.
Jim Miller was, what, maybe 5 feet from this guy?
Because they're both Sirius XM, they had three locations that were all attached.
Right.
And so Sirius XM NFL was one, Sirius XM Mad Dog, Sirius XM some other sport entity where they had Oprah on during the week and things like that, and all the other celebrities were there. And so Jim Miller's doing late hits. Yeah, that's right, because we were in the Eastern time zone.
Right,
I'm like, Jim Miller's never on that late but back there. Yeah, it was 11. So he's doing 11 to 12. It's in that hour. And Jim Miller, the look on his face was priceless. So there's nobody else in this room, large room. But you hear one man yelling, "You're an a-hole. You're an a-hole. You're an a-hole.
You don't get it. You're an a-hole.
Don't ever call back." And Jim Miller's eyeballs are so big, and he just kept doing his show. Yeah. And you couldn't tell that, but you knew it was coming in through his mic.
It had to be.
It had to be. They were too close together. The guy with the 11 o'clock news, he immediately is throwing it back to the studio.
Unless the producer was doing something.
A delay?
I don't know, but they had a producer sitting there. It was the guy who ran all their
Guy also ran the Tampa Bay stuff.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, Miami stuff.
The man never slept.
And Miami stuff,
The man never slept. So the point is, imagine 11 o'clock newscast. They do a live remote from Radio Row, and here's a guy in an empty hotel ballroom, relatively empty. Boy, Super Bowl week is really exciting. Things are really
starting.
Back to you, Tim.
Poor guy. He was there every night. So I'm sure he had to deal with it every night.
And then, well, no, because the Mad Dog guy, that was the only time I heard that from Mad Dog Radio.
The only time he went off?
And then so Jim Miller and I talked later, and Jim says, "I didn't know you could say that on SiriusXM." I'm like, you guys own Howard Stern.
How do you not realize
what you guys can and can't say? Just because NFL version would never use profanity? Doesn't it occur to you that you say hell and damn a lot more than you hear on regular radio? Hasn't that crossed your mind that you guys say, no, not really. Yeah, you can pretty much say anything you want because it's satellite radio. It's
just
not regulated by the FCC.
Just because you can say anything
doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
Doesn't and so that's my fun story is that poor man from the local Indianapolis TV station trying to do his live.
He couldn't get his piece done.
And then Steven and I on the scaffold outside Lucas Oil Can. Richard, this is for you. Richard, we're not going to throw anybody under a bus.
No.
However, had you been there, Richard, Steven and I might not have had to stand in, I don't know, 55-degree temperature with the sun beating down on us for, I don't know, an hour while they changed cameras twice, and a guy is holding a cable in the most awkward position you can imagine while standing on one foot just to make the live TV work. I finally had to take off my coat because it was so hot. And they kept changing out equipment. And this is after we get security to sneak us in because they again didn't have the right letters on our credentials.
So we tell security, it's only going to take 10 minutes, man. It's right there.
Just walk with us, and it'll be cool.
And he's like, okay, I'll walk you guys over. And he stays there
over
an hour.
Over an hour. Because I'm looking at my credential right now. There is no letter R on here, is there, Stephen?
No,
there's
R.
an M and an X.
And actually, I finally got a download of what those letters mean.
Well, X is the NFL experience.
Yeah,
M is Media Center. And R would have been the TV compound.
Do we have another
one? Well, this is from the game.
No,
one,
but underneath
five,
the other
three,
one.
Four.
I thought there was another one. See that? See, it's missing. Look at the one from last year.
Last year.
Right there.
There's a B.
Yeah, see that? We were missing
X and B.
We were missing the B
and an R. Okay, so we got a BR.
So last year they got at least partial right because the B gets us into the compound. But the R is, remember.
Wow.
So we
didn't. You know what else? Look, there's no field pass. One, two, five. On the. There's no field pass, Stevie.
Yeah.
There's no FP. How weird.
It was pretty crazy. We'll make sure it's right next year.
We said that last year. New Orleans. Let's see here. Indianapolis was a hootenanny.
Oh, my goodness.
Indianapolis was a hootenanny. So New Orleans, therefore, off the chain? I don't know.
I don't know how New Orleans will be.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know that
wait.
I've decided that 15 in a row.
Okay, unlike Dan Kressman.
Yes, who's done every single one of them.
Who's done 46 now. You're looking to do 15.
I'm doing 15. So that means
45 through 60.
45 through 60.
Okay.
So I'm looking for 13 more seasons. Basically, I'm just letting you know now, Rich, because I know you're listening, that Sky Sports News and Sky Sports News Radio will have to keep me employed for at least another 13 years.
So Rich just choked. He just choked and said, yeah, we'll see. I can hear that. Yeah, we'll see.
So that I could continue to go on my mission of 15 in a row.
Okay, now.
And then at 60, I'm done. I'm hanging up the cleats. Not the cleats. I'm hanging up the mic, and I'm done.
I'll be 60 years old. I don't know about that. Okay, and here's my official beginning of the lobby. I want a lobby of people to be supportive of this endeavor. Super Bowl L-A. Super Bowl L.
I can't even get on board with that.
A.
I can't.
Super Bowl L would be Super Bowl 50 for those who are poor in their Roman numerals.
Right.
And as Kostaki Economopoulos will tell you, they don't even use Roman numerals in Rome. That was a great joke.
It was.
And they did this to simplify. That was such a good piece of comedy that he did. The Super Bowl came up with Roman numerals in an effort to simplify things.
What was his
It thing? Was the speed limit that cracked you up. He says, so you come into town, you see the speed limit, you're like, XV, oh, damn! You're doing the math in your head. That means that it's, I've already broken the speed limit. But anyways, Super Bowl L, which is 50.
Cock-a-lock-a-lock-a-puss?
It's on the highlight video.
It is.
Which is
go
only 5 minutes and change long. No reason. Get it on our website, Stephen. It's on our website.
I thought it was, but
no,
I
looked. Okay. That's where I went first to look at it because I didn't want to go out to YouTube.
Put it up now.
So many thousands of videos out there on YouTube now. It's like becoming difficult to manage.
So many thousands.
There are.
It's available everywhere. It's embedded in Facebook. It's embedded in Twitter. It's on YouTube. It's on Blip TV. How did it not get to the website?
Because it takes an extra couple steps.
I guess.
So maybe. Super Bowl L, which stands for 50, and then a little A on the long part, the horizontal part of the L. Just a little L-A. Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Super Bowl 50 in Los Angeles. L-A. Super Bowl L-A.
Yeah, I don't see the little A.
I don't. That little A doesn't have to be there, but it could be, really faint. Look, it's got to be here. It's got to be here.
It does got to be here. It does.
Jordan and I are leaving the Harlem Globetrotters game on Sunday night, which was the Globetrotters won. I don't mean to play spoiler in case anyone's videotaped it,
okay.
But the Globetrotters did win. By 11.
89 to 74?
Yes, they're more than that. The Generals are—it's not the Generals anymore either. They're, and this was the World Championship that the Globetrotters were playing
wow.
in. And to think that it was the second World Championship in that arena on that day, because there was a matinee show. Yes. And to think that there's the other Globetrotters squad that was at Madison Square Garden that day doing two shows. There was four World Championships that the Globetrotters had to participate in last Sunday.
Did they win all four of them?
They did win all four of them. And the fact that this World Championship trophy makes the Lombardi Trophy look like a hangnail, it's so large.
Yeah.
And the guy was holding it with one hand. Made me question what it was made of.
Fiberglass?
I don't know. I'm thinking less than that. Maybe paper. Papier-mâché. I don't know.
Papier-mâché trophy.
So I'm down there, and Jordan and I are coming back. We're walking back because, you know, Staples Center parking. You got to park out in the sticks.
Somewhere.
And so we're walking by. There's the Ritz-Carlton towering over LA Live and Staples Center. I said, so when we get our team in a couple years, I'm thinking game night. You know, the teams always spend game night in a hotel.
Right.
I'm going to make it my practice. I'm going to be at the Ritz-Carlton every Saturday night before games. So then I just get up when I feel like it, and I just stroll over to Farmers Field there.
Okay.
And take in the game. So that's and Jordan's like, that's really dumb because we only live 15 minutes from here. I said, oh, but the traffic's going to be a nightmare. I said, you know, it could take us 25 minutes to get here in traffic.
Right.
And he's like, Dad, you're so dumb. I said, so, just to be clear, when I'm in my penthouse suite at the Ritz-Carlton getting ready to walk over to Farmers Field, you don't want to be with me. Just to be clear. And he's like, well, I didn't say that.
Well, here's the big question. Will Farmers Field be done by then?
For Super Bowl 50? If the league, and remember that a wink is as good as a nod to a blind man.
Yes.
If the league gives that little wink to AEG, I believe that you will actually see everything get done in time.
According to the commissioner, and this is might as well be the first thing we talk about.
Okay. But I think that's a bunch of nonsense, but I'll do it.
There will be no expansion, and the league is happy where all of its teams are right now.
But before that, he said that he would add two teams. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
I'm just saying the most recent interview on NFL.com with the commish.
Well, actually,
which
Sam
was just
Farmer
a couple days ago.
I haven't read just a couple days ago.
Just a couple days ago, commish went on. He did an interview in New York, and he said they asked him about expansion.
Why did you mention expansion then, Mr. Commissioner, 3 weeks ago?
They kind of didn't follow up with that question.
Yeah, why is it that people are afraid to follow up on obvious questions when you're with somebody important?
Because you're with somebody important?
Mr. President, you said that you did not have relations with that girl. Define that word for me, won't you? It's the obvious question. When it's the pink elephant in the room, ask the question.
Is it pink elephant or red?
It's just an elephant, actually. Okay, it's the elephant in the room. I'm saying if it's pink, it's even more egregious.
No expansion.
Unlike what I said 3 weeks ago.
And
all the teams are going to stay where they are.
And we're happy where all the teams are at.
They are happy because it's the off season, so there can't be any seats unsold right now.
I see.
Everything's nuanced, Stephen.
I'm not sure we're getting a team in LA.
We're getting a team.
Not any.
We're getting the Jacksonville Jaguars,
not
what I'm most leaning towards.
Not going to happen.
Yep, because Shad Khan insisted that they are staying in Jacksonville forever, as long as it's viable. And he puts a little caveat in there, as long as it's viable. And same thing with the St. Louis Rams, Stephen. The fact that they've
here's
been
the thing
willing
that's
to
be
piss
very,
off.
Very hard for him to prove. Because right now, no team is losing money.
Correct.
No team in the National Football League.
Isn't that crazy?
Is losing money.
For the
money.
First time ever.
And
we've had fewer
blackouts. How can you say it's not viable when you're making a boatload of money?
Well, how about all the other teams are making 2, 3, 4, 5 times as much money as I am. And yes, we have revenue sharing.
Yes.
Which puts some money in my pocket thanks to Jerry Jones being so successful. However, when I signed on for this, I expected the kind of growth that other cities are seeing.
Yes.
And I, in fact, don't have any growth. I have stagnation.
Any relation to Shaka?
Shad? No.
I might ask him.
That should be your first question. That should be your first question.
When I meet him, because I had some good questions for Kraft, and I think maybe that's why he pulled me aside afterwards. He not only liked my
Gilbride
question. No, Mr. Kraft. Now, I'm talking about owners now. I just hang out with owners. What, Jed York became my buddy. Yeah. Kraft became my buddy.
Jed is so young.
I know. Trisha texted. He's like, is he 12?
No, he's 14.
No,
come on.
He's a little older than 12, babe. But, no, yeah. So
that would explain why his parking spot was always empty at the when I was there for training camp. He's not old enough to drive. Ba-dum-bum. Thank you.
Oh, man. So, I don't know. So, here's the thing. We need to get a stadium first. So, what we know for sure, Jeff, Super Bowl 47 is in Nueva Orleans.
Yes.
Super Bowl 48.
Nueva York.
Nueva York and Nueva Jersey.
Yeah.
Remember, it's the New York, New Jersey.
I know.
All right, Super Bowl. So we got 49 and 50 that got to get
yep, got to get allocated.
49, I believe, is going back to the Florida area, whether it be
they
Miami or Tampa Bay.
It would be Miami. It would not be. Look, it's not going to be Tampa because, again, I said it once. I've said it twice. Now I will say it for the third time. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay does not deserve any professional sporting of any kind.
But they have had.
They should make highlight legal there
recently
in Tampa.
Recently, they had.
I know, and it was quite successful because right. You have look the greater Tampa area, which extends as far inland as Orlando, is capable of supporting any number of fantastic venues. But the locals do not come out in the numbers that you need to have professional sports there.
Okay.
They could search for a Super Bowl. Are they going to show up? Of course they are.
So if it makes sense that 49 goes to a Florida venue,
yes. 50's got to come out
gotta
west.
Come to LA, right?
It's got to come out west, minimally. Because where have you been living?
Okay, west, where are you going to put it? West, if not Los Angeles.
Back at Glendale, Arizona.
Ooh, Phoenix.
It's woo-hoo! Not Phoenix. It's 15, 50. 20 minutes from Phoenix.
50, because 50 is like the golden Super Bowl.
It's L.
It's golden.
It's L.
And it's golden.
Yes.
When you think golden, do you think Hollywood or do you think Phoenix, Arizona.
Hooray for Hollywood. The fancy lights and pretty lights of Hollywood.
Golden, where do you think? Are you thinking
where
Phoenix?
Where the Oscars going to be this weekend? Phoenix?
No.
No? Really?
I'm
Monterey.
Pretty certain of that. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about going to the red carpet this year.
Well, Steven, you know that we are just a couple of phone calls away from – has this occurred to you, going to pretty much anything we want?
Yeah.
Has that occurred to you? As I paid money – $20 a piece. Actually, it was a Christmas gift
from
Jordan.
You didn't pay anything. Your
it was
son
a Christmas
took
gift.
You, yes.
But as I received these $20, there's, you know, the window for media will call.
Yes.
I'm like, why don't I have free best seats in the house for the Globetrotters? Why am I paying money for this?
Yeah. I don't know if we'd have best seats in the house, as we learned from Super Bowl 46.
Look, this was the Globetrotters. This was the Globetrotters.
We got spoiled
in
Dallas.
They gave you better seats than you had in the press box if you were auxiliary press.
Yes, and so we got spoiled. We're thinking, man, this is going to be sweet.
And then Wembley, where's the press sit?
It's right there.
You're on the pitch practically.
And so we got spoiled, and we get to Indiana, and we're like, hey.
Why are we showing up there?
I just got some regular old crackers. That's what happened.
Crackers?
That's an inside joke. You would not know it.
Actually, I thought I did, but
okay.
Guess not. I guess not.
No.
I'm going to say no.
No. Let's get to some questions from the people, shall
okay.
we?
Sorry,
well,
my bad.
What was that?
Finger mistapped. It happens.
Blue Moon Rising on Facebook, which first of all, I don't know if this is a real name or if this is like a eclipse or something, but Blue Moon Rising is the name of the individual.
Blue Moon is a beer.
Can the 49ers go
Steven,
all the way?
Steven, it's a little pun. It's a little pun. There's a beer and there's a song by Creedence, and they kind of put them together.
Okay. Blue Moon Rising says, can the 49ers go all the way if they get a decent QB? Now, come on. Wait a minute. Time out. I'm just going to put my foot down on this
one. Putting the kibosh on it?
Alex Smith was more than decent last year.
Alex Smith, for better or for worse, like it or hate it, was a top 11 quarterback in the NFL last year and was probably the best fit for that system. He is not the reason that they did not do better.
You must remember that the Niners were a couple special teams plays away from being in the Super Bowl.
Seriously.
Oh, and I'm just going to go a step forward from not only being in the Super Bowl and beating the Patriots. They would have gone after Tom Brady.
Oh, my gosh. We saw the Giants defense get after Brady.
So
could you imagine if the
Brady.
If the 49ers defense had been unleashed?
Yeah, so they were just a couple special teams. Don't fool yourself into thinking that it's a quarterback that held them back this year. It was a couple special teams away. And, by the way, a couple special teams away from a special teams player that was the backup.
Yeah.
On special teams. So I think the Niners are going to be okay. They will make a couple changes on the offensive side of the ball, get themselves some weapons. But I don't think it's a quarterback.
Next question.
Keep Alex. Who can go from pretenders to contenders if they draft right? From it, Jonathan Winchurch?
With Jonathan Winchurch.
Rams. You know what? Maybe we'd quick to jump on the Rams, but
why, dude?
Colts?
No.
Even if Manny comes back?
Okay, well, off chance that Peyton Manning never throws a football again in a NFL game, they're still going to struggle.
Chiefs? Remember, the Chiefs were two games away from being first, and they had a boatload of injuries.
They did. And now Haley's gone.
Jamal, Eric Berry.
They got a new coaching staff, dude.
Harbaugh did really well in his first year.
Okay.
Bills.
No, I would not say the Bills, but I could say the Dolphins potentially. But they typically don't have good drafts.
And they don't have a quarterback still.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that they get a quarterback in the draft.
You think?
I'm assuming that they get.
For whatever reason, that organization is against drafting quarterbacks.
Well, you know what their number one priority is, and number two priority, get a quarterback.
Get a quarterback.
And for all the defenders of Matt Moore out there, shut up!
I'm going to say the Vikings.
I'm not going to say the Vikings.
I'm going to say the Vikings only because I like what I saw late from them in the season.
Yes, they did play hard.
And I think that they were in some games and that they had no business being in. I think with a little help offensively, a couple wide receivers, a couple targets, and a little help on the defensive side of the ball, they could possibly do it.
I think the Rams are best poised. Frankly, I think what we're going to see is the NFC West as a whole is going to grow and become much more competitive than it certainly has been.
What about the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton?
Cam, I think, is the man. I love Cam.
And
I think of what Ron Rivera is doing there, Steven, and I think that if they have a good draft, they certainly can't hurt their cause.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is that the Falcons and the Saints ain't going anywhere. So you've got the same problem that the Bengals have in the AFC North that they have there in the NFC South, where it's just there's so many good teams in your division, and the Bucs are not going to get worse, obviously.
Right.
So, now that I've said that, the Bucs actually could get worse.
Let's get a female's perspective here. Katie Adams says, I would like to hear more about the Cardinals. They have a great coach and some real stars. But do they have the QB? Is that the only missing piece?
You know, for all the people screaming, I'm going to take a roundabout way to answer this. For everyone screaming Matt Flynn, and that's being screamed most vociferously from the Miami Dolphins camp where they got the offensive coordinator from the Packers.
Yes.
So it's looking most likely that if they could pull the string to get Matt Flynn from Green Bay as the backup, who just shined, you know, set all those records in that single game that he started late in the season, we had a larger body of work from Kevin Cobb to look at and to decide that he was a good NFL starter than we do for Matt Flynn.
Yeah.
And Matt Flynn has already been appointed the next heir extraordinaire. And so Kevin Cobb, what seemed like a can't-miss proposition, and he missed big.
Well, did he miss?
Yeah.
Or did they just, you know.
Was he an improvement over Matt Leinart? Sure.
And he had some injuries.
John Skelton? Sure.
Okay. Well, to answer Katie's question, I have heard from Wise and Un that they are not looking at other quarterbacks, be it Flynn.
Because they owe him too much money.
Be it Peyton Manning. And that Cobb and Skelton are going to come into
the
season.
No one's going to eat Cobb's contract.
Fighting for the job.
That's corn that's left on the cob.
And that corn will be there for a while.
They owe him so much money.
Yes. So Cobb and Skelton are.
And they spent so much in draft picks.
I'm sorry. I'm going to take a moment here to throw a shout out to my friend Sophie Sproul, who just posted on Facebook. She's been learning to become a professional chef. And she just put a picture of this cake that.
Hey, Steven, you cannot have your cake and eat it too.
I know I can't, but this is from the professional cake decorating advanced level. Jeff.
Wow, we have 20 responses on Facebook already from that. Wow.
The cake. Sophie, the cake looks delicious.
Well, wait, where's the cake? I'm looking.
That's not on. It's on my Facebook.
Oh, you're talking about your own personal Facebook.
I'm throwing Sophie Sproul, a friend of
mine. That's nice.
Not a friend of yours, a friend of mine.
Well, I'm throwing a shout out to my friend Joe because I just like him.
All right, Joe, there you go. Brian Jones, where do you guys think Peyton Manning is going to end up when all is said and done?
Great question. And I have no idea.
I have absolutely the faintest
high five
idea. Because
you know what you get here from NFL Rants and Raves? Truth.
The honesty, man. We're not going to – look.
Here's we can make crap up just as well as anybody else. He's going to the Jets. Yeah, he's going to the Jets. And they're going to be the best. You know what? That is a great story, and it would be a great fit. However, we don't have any reason to go with this.
We don't because
we don't even know if he's not going to be in Indianapolis.
We think Rex. I mean, I think Rex still likes
Sanchez
a lot. So I don't see that. But here's the thing. I do know one thing is for certain, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm. Death and taxes.
Yes.
And a little gurgling.
And here's the third one.
Yes.
Besides death and taxes, is that Irsay, our favorite billionaire tweeter?
Yeah.
Don't want to pay $28 million in a couple weeks.
Nope.
That is certain.
That money is due Peyton in 2 weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
2 weeks.
So, you don't want to pay him $28 million. You want to try to restructure his contract. And Peyton is saying, I am not
going to. From what we understand, Peyton is saying.
Yes.
One of the things I'm hearing most loudly is that 99% of the people out there talking about Peyton Manning have their head up their butts and have no idea what they're talking about.
So
and I'm getting that from who's the former general manager? Bill Polian.
Yes.
Is now a member of the SiriusXM NFL family.
So here's the thing, Jeff. If we're hearing that Manning doesn't want to redo his contract.
Right.
And in a couple weeks, $28 million are up, or you got to let him go. It's pretty clear to me anyways that from everything that Jim Irsay has said, he don't want to pay $28 million if he's not sure Peyton Manning's going to be on the football field.
There's one way that billionaires get to be billionaires.
Yeah.
It's by not wasting a lot of money.
Right. I'm not going to – and he's pretty much – without saying it, he's saying, I'm not going to pay $28 million if you're not going to be on the football field playing for my team.
Now, we do know that Jim Irsay and Peyton Manning sat down and had a talk last week that was lengthy.
No one would characterize the conversation. Behind closed doors stays behind closed doors. So
I suspect it was there at St. Elmo's, and they had the Meech's shrimp cocktail and had their eyeballs cry. And
for
then they,
a moment.
For a moment.
Because it was only a moment, right?
It was. Yeah. It passed.
So I'm not sure. I still think there is a sliver of a chance that he's an Indianapolis Colt.
Give me a percent.
20% chance.
That's higher than I would go, okay.
20% chance that he's an Indianapolis Colt. But at the end of the day, I think Peyton
with
Manning.
With Andrew Luck, I assume.
What do you mean?
He's an Indianapolis Colt along with Andrew Luck.
Yes. They got the number one pick. And if they take anybody but Andrew Luck or get like 8 number one draft choices for the next 8 years, they've made a mistake.
Well, if they don't take
Andrew Luck, right now,
RG3 is looking pretty sweet.
I am seriously leaning towards RG3. If I had the number one pick and I had to go Luck or RG3, I might seriously consider RG3.
Well, no matter what, I'm looking at a hell of a lot of film.
Yes.
But especially because of Luck falling off this last season.
What I've seen of RG3, especially in his bowl game.
And that is what you judge people on is the biggest stage.
Think Cam Newton
mm-hmm.
with a much more powerful arm.
He's not as big, though, as Cam. But this is the thing.
But he runs faster than Cam. And like,
don't you then have Michael Vick, Steven?
No.
Fragile?
No. Have you seen any, some of the hits?
He ain't no tree. He's not Ben Roethlisberger.
He's not that thick, but he is not Michael Vick skinny.
But he's not as big as Cam Newton. He's in between.
Did you see his big old Barney socks, dude? Okay, he wore the Barney socks for the Heisman Trophy.
That
you
was
remember
funny.
That?
That was pretty funny.
The big old calf muscle. I mean, the kid is not skinny. And then he's got a rocket arm that is accurate. I'm talking about windows in between three corners and a safety, and the ball got to his receiver with zip. And I'm like,
Rid troll. Remember when Rex Hudler used to say Rid troll? He got rid of it with
Ritro?
Rid troll. He got rid of it with petrol.
Okay.
Rid troll.
I don't remember Hud saying that. But anyways,
it had petrol on it.
That's why I'm leaning towards RG3 right now.
Yeah.
And just because, look, it's good to have a mobile quarterback.
Well, and the league is certainly evolving in that direction.
But at the same time, you got a kid who can throw it. He's got a rocket, and he can throw it. And he can throw it. And he's accurate.
And at the same time, though, Andrew Luck is more of a 15-year quarterback. Guy that's going to be around a long time. And mobile quarterbacks typically have a shorter shelf life. And this is a very special opportunity.
Well, there you go.
And then my thing is keep your eyes on the kid from, what is it, Oklahoma State? Who's the grandpa?
The old guy?
Grandpa. What? Whedon.
Whedon.
Grandpa. Keep your eyes on.
I don't know why I called him Wheaton just then,
so you know, on Sunday is all your skill stuff on NFL Network. You may tune in early and QBs. Do not leave. QBs, wide receivers, and running backs all on Sunday, NFL Network from the Combine in Indianapolis.
Luck, Robin Griffin III, Whedon, Ryan Tannehill of A&M. Who else?
Tannehill. Those are the main ones that that I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah. What about running backs?
Running backs? Dude, there's so many good running backs to keep your eyes on this year.
Well, Trent Richardson.
Like,
Alabama. Trent Richardson.
The guy I'm really – LaMichael James. Well, James LaMichael, I said backwards.
Yeah, no, LaMichael James is right.
We had him on, and he was such a sweet boy. We liked him.
LaMichael James is just going to run. He's going to be good.
That kid was fun.
He was
fun. I liked him.
Yes.
But, yeah.
I like his thing about, I'm going to call Gatorade if I'm having a bad season.
Doug Martin out of Boise State and Lamar Miller from Miami of Florida.
And Virginia Tech's David Wilson will be going. These are all high projected
These are Mayock's guys that he likes thus far. Justin Blackman at the wide receiver position out of Oklahoma State.
Number two. Don't even
– Kendall Wright.
As a matter of fact, if you are not the Indianapolis Colts or the St. Louis
Justin
Rams,
Blackman.
Take Blackman off your board. Okay.
He ain't gonna be there.
If you don't go one, which I don't believe he will, he's gonna go two. Okay. The Rams need a wide receiver bad. He gonna go two.
Kendall
so just
Wright,
take Blackman off.
Out of Baylor, Michael Floyd out of Notre Dame, Reuben Randall from LSU, and Ashlon Jeffrey from South Carolina. Randall is somebody that's rising quickly in people. Reuben Randall,
think young T.O.
Yeah.
With all of the attitude. But no baggage. How about that?
T.O. didn't have any baggage back. But yeah, he did. I'm sorry. I'm thinking back in his days in San Francisco. I'm like, never mind.
So there you go. Justin Blackman.
Get your popcorn ready.
Let's just take a couple more questions. We got to get out of here. How come we always get to an hour and it's like, man, we haven't been talking that
just
long?
Just warming up, baby. Could you imagine if we had to do commercials every 10 minutes?
Nicole Androtti says, why does ESPN think they discovered Lynn? Oh, wait, wrong sport. Thanks, Nicole. Thank you.
Look, Talk Sport Radio last night was all
She's
about Jeremy
pretty,
Lynn.
And that's what, you know, I got to give her props. She's a pretty girl.
If
so
that's
I
a picture of her, you know, you could.
So
oh,
it, maybe it's
I need
not
to
her?
Start using for my avatar.
What?
I don't know, Brad Pitt or something.
How about
older? I'll go with Kiefer Sutherland.
George Clooney?
George Clooney. Oh, yeah. Dude, MCI, like, 9?
I don't have MCI.
I know.
So I don't know.
But Clooney, for a guy getting old, dang.
Savo Jones says, talk Tebow and Lynn because no one else talks about them.
Laugh out loud is actually at the end of that. The similarities are really striking, Steven.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
If you could give me some tips on anything to do at the Miami airport for 4.5 hours while I wait for my connecting flight to Colombia, that would be great.
Okay, you're going to Colombia. You're going to need firearms. Okay? So find a good gun shop, get a fake ID, yes, and arm up, and then register them properly on the plane.
Peter,
and when you come out of the plane to Colombia, you'll be ready.
And he also wants Oscar predictions.
Oscar predictions. I've seen all of them.
Have you already?
Yes, I have. Let me tell you.
I haven't seen any.
Hugo, Steven. Touch me deeply.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it and you're criticizing.
Because you got to at least grab me at some point with the story. And I've read about the story and it doesn't grab me.
Oh, okay. That's the best way to see a film is to read about it. Incredibly close.
You don't see films because a critic says something about it.
No, I see all the Best Picture nominees every year since I've been born.
There you go.
And this is the weakest crop I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I saw
last year there was better ones.
I saw the Best Picture nominees, and I was like,
really?
Really?
Well, when I had already seen The Descendants, I'm like, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
But come on. And then it was like Midnight in Paris. Saw that a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was fun. But it was just a Woody Allen movie.
Right.
Come on.
Okay. What else is not?
Incredibly Close, Extremely Loud, The Descendants, The Artist. And I saw The Artist and was like, yeah, it was good. Best Picture? No. So there's 9 of them, and I've seen them. And
and that's the other thing. 9?
Well, there's 9? Not 10. At least there's not 10 this
really?
Year.
Really?
There was 10 last year.
You're giving me 9?
Okay. Chris Roberts wants to know, Spags better than Greg Williams or not?
Ooh.
Tough one. We got to give Spags some time.
War
with
Horse?
This.
Really?
War Horse sucked, okay?
But it's Best Picture nominated.
I know. Steven Spielberg did it, and it was a very...
The Artist, the movie with no one talks?
There was...
The dog barks, I think. That's the only sound that's in there.
No, and there's a glass
music.
That sets down on a table, and then something gets knocked over on the table. And then there's the whole sound of a movie set going on, but it's ironic because of the sound that's not there. And I won't play spoiler, so I'll just say the sound that's not
there.
There
you go.
And that's for 10 seconds.
Moneyball? It's a good movie.
Good movie.
But Best Picture... Come on.
It's got Brad Pitt and that little girl, and she's so cute.
The little
she
girl
plays a little
awesome.
Song. Oh, makes me cry. Yeah, right. So Spags, come on. Spags or Greg Williams?
I'm interested in knowing what you think of The Help.
You know, The Help, if Hugo doesn't win it, damn well better be The Help.
Okay.
Because that was, A great movie,
okay,
and, B, an important movie.
Here's the thing about The Help, and when I talk about reading –
Have you seen The Help?
Yes.
I hope you've seen The Help.
Reading the synopsis of a film
and
then seeing the trailer and saying, okay, that's a movie I'm going to go see.
Right.
All right. And you didn't do that for me. I saw The Help. I read about The Help.
Did it read well?
I read about The Help. I go and see the trailer, and I watch the trailer, and I cried at the trailer. It just was like, man, you are getting more sensitive. I'm like, I'm getting older, and you don't know.
Everybody's died in my life. What does that have to do with the movie?
Nothing, but you don't know. And I'm like, okay, we got to go see The Help. And she actually wanted to go see it, too. So
it was a terrific movie.
Anyways, first of all, I'm not very happy that there's 9.
I'm not happy that Drive didn't get nominated, which was my Best Picture of the year.
But it's an action movie.
It's not an action movie. Again, you see trailers and you read things. You don't see movies. I see movies. And it was a very cerebral film with action in it at times.
Okay.
Including the action of someone's brains getting stomped
action
in.
Action movies, which is the genre of it.
This is actually a film noir.
Steven,
this is film noir. Honestly, if you're going to give it a genre, it's film noir.
Is this your giving it a genre or the actual genre of the movie?
I think if you go look it up.
Genre
no,
of the
I think
movie,
if you
thought,
go look it up, they will say film noir.
Well, from what I know about it, it looks like an action movie, and action movies typically don't get nominated for Oscars.
Yeah.
And so there you go. That's just the way Oscars are.
Great love story, great complexity, wonderful characters.
Why did we get in? Somebody wanted to know about Oscars.
See, I was hoping we'd do
you,
a whole
Peter Westlake.
I want to thank Peter because I want to do an Academy Awards show with you.
All right. Well, real quick.
Are you going to delay the start of the Oscars and pick me up at the airport on Sunday night?
Why am I picking you up from the airport?
Because Jordan and I are going to be in Spokane this weekend.
Okay.
At Whitworth. And he's going for that full ride scholarship. Could I have people pray for that? That'd be nice. Yes. Or give nice thoughts.
There you go.
He's up for a full ride scholarship at Whitworth University.
Well, and we hope he gets it, and we will be.
That would be good thoughting.
Yes. Yes, make sure your good thoughts come out. You know, the lotto is up to $80 million. I might go spend
a dollar.
His
full ride would be almost the equivalent of $80 million because university costs are so outrageous. Don't get me started. Oh, my God.
All right, Barry Fennel wants to know, when are you planning the Ravies?
Fennel? Seriously, Fennel? That's a spice.
Not Fettel. Fennel.
It's a spice.
Oh, Fennel?
Fennel.
There you go, Barry. What's up, Barry?
It's a spice.
I am sorry, Barry, that Jeff's making fun of your name because it's a spice. But to answer his question, it's coming. If you are a show donor, look by this weekend in your email box.
Ah, yes.
Because we shall...
your ballot.
We have to come up with a ballot, first of all.
We have to make the ballot, which means Steve and I have to talk some more. And then we will... But, you know, it'll be easy this year.
Yes.
Because I remember things.
Yes. And there may be a new category.
Oh, I guarantee a new category or two.
And Thomas Hooch ends it up with, will the 49ers continue to succeed or not?
For me, they were the biggest surprise of last season, is what he continues to say.
Yes.
And, Steven, what's your thought?
I think that they are legit. I think they're for real.
I think the sky's the limit for them.
I don't think they were a flash in the pan.
I would agree with you, Steven. And I would just say, especially in that division, that unless somebody comes and makes a credible threat, and I think that all the teams in that division can make a credible threat.
They can. But will
can.
They?
And I doubt that they will.
Yeah.
I see the 49ers being around for a while. This is going to be a little dynasty here. That's it. 65 minutes.
We're back, people. We are back.
Trust me. Shows will be coming. And again, show donors, look in your email this weekend, and please check in your junk mail. Make sure that you get them from us.
Yes.
And you will get
and
your...
And then if you don't, yell at Jeff.
Yell at me, Jeff at RARN.net.
And me. Just let me know that you didn't get it and you're on the list. If you don't get it by, say, Oscar time Sunday, how about that?
Okay.
If you don't get it by then, send me an email.
So will you hold the beginning of the Oscars for me and come pick me up at the airport?
I don't know. We have to talk about that online because Sunday morning through afternoon, the family's going somewhere.
You going to Disneyland again?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why we got passes.
I know that's why you got passes. So make sure you take care of this time.
Okay, we'll take care of this time.
Kara wants a pass.
Okay, and she'll get a
pass. And she saved her own money to get it.
There you go. So we'll...
Because she wants to go with her cousins.
We'll talk to her. We'll go. We have a blast. You know, you can go to Disneyland if you have an annual pass. Mm-hmm. You can go to Disneyland, and it's very inexpensive.
Once you shell out a couple hundred dollars, it's downright cheap. Except for the cash outlay, it's practically free. Okay,
But once you go three times, you've
it's paid for
the,
itself.
You've paid the entry fee.
Okay, taking you through the headlines. Big Ben still waiting for a call from new offensive coordinator Todd Haley there in Pittsburgh.
Keep waiting.
And he's got the draft. I don't think he's in any hurry.
Yeah, not
and
to
the
call
combine.
You.
So
you're already a part of the team.
Philadelphia Eagles and defensive tackle Cullen Jenkins have restructured his contract. And the Kansas City
Jenkins.
Chiefs, as Steven pointed out, they got Stanford route and overpaid. And the Vikings are close to a deal for the use of the Gophers home, the Golden Gophers, while their stadium gets rebuilt.
They have like $6.8 million a year.
And the Buffalo Bills will not play 2012 preseason games in Toronto.
No, they will not.
So there you go. Those are your headlines.
Well, and there's
one
more.
We didn't talk about enough football.
Brady Quinn.
Oh, he's
makes
PO'd.
It clear he's not down with Tebow mania.
New issue of GQ magazine. You can read all about it. We're out.
I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis. I gotta go pee pee. That's
NFL
why I said that.
NFL rants and raves. Later.